Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, what is good and pleasing and perfect. Every day our thinking is being shaped by our society. Most of the time we're totally unaware that this is happening, but there's no way that we can avoid being influenced by the expectations and standards of the people around us, by the information and views that we receive through the media, and by ingenious and attractive advertising. We won't swallow all of it whole, but we cannot be immune from those many powerful influences. As J.B. Phillips put it in his famous Bible translation, we need to resist the world's attempts to squeeze us into its own mould. The Apostle Paul said we need God to transform us by changing the way we think. This is incredibly radical, but without it, we'll continue to be the same as we've always been. When Jesus met Nicodemus, a respected Jewish rabbi, he told him that he had to be born again. This sounded like nonsense to Nicodemus, who couldn't understand how he could possibly enter his mother's womb for a second time. Jesus had to explain that the new birth that he was talking about was a new spiritual birth, which would lead to a new spiritual life. The only way for our lives to be transformed is by allowing the Holy Spirit to shape our thinking. It will never happen by our own efforts and reflections. The outcome of this transformative process is that we'll know what God's will is, and that must be the ultimate goal for all of us. Every day, we need God's guidance to ensure that we're living our lives to the full amidst all the challenges, difficulties, and opportunities of life. Giving in to the world's pressures will only end in disaster. Day by day, we need to let God remold our minds from within. So let me ask you a question. In what particular ways has God recently transformed your thinking? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that your Holy Spirit is constantly at work in our lives, helping us to think in ways that will glorify you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Mercy Ships is transforming lives across Africa through medical training and free surgery. Joining me is Dr. Manjeet Dhillon, a volunteer surgeon. Dr. Manjeet, for anyone who doesn't know, what does Mercy Ships actually do?
Mercy Ships is a faith-based charity who deploy hospital ships to some of the poorest parts of the world. And our hospital ship will dock for several months in places where people simply can't access safe surgery. On board, we have everything you would find in a modern hospital. Patients are offered world-class surgery completely free of charge, and at the same time, we train local doctors and nurses so they can keep providing care after we're gone.
You must have met so many people whose lives have been changed. Are there any that stayed with you?
On a recent visit to Madagascar, I met 2-year-old Armella. She was born with a grapefruit-sized tumour behind her ear. Her mum prayed every day that someone would help her. And when our ship arrived, myself and other medical and nursing volunteers from around the world removed the tumour free of charge. Now Armella is healthy, happy and full of life.
And how can listeners help more people like Armella?
Right now, every gift is being matched pound for pound up to 400,000. Your generosity could help a child get the surgery they've been waiting for or help train a nurse or doctor to change lives for years to come.
Thank you, Dr. Manjeet. If you'd like to help transform more lives like Armella's, visit mercyships.org.uk.
Oh, O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. Oh, oh.